Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, bad.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as you know. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did. If you've been listening already, well, as you know, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. Phil Holland is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Phil is a longtime friend of ours and a great member of our Brain Trust. He is the founder of an outstanding resource called My Own Business, which we'll be telling you a little bit more about in just a little bit. And he's a serial entrepreneur. He was in the donut business for a long time and had a great success there. And now he's helping folks like you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And we're always glad to give him a little airtime to help him help others. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good to be aboard.
It's good to have you back. And you still like donuts?
Well, I haven't had a donut for a couple of days now. I'm badly in need of one.
Donuts are one of my downfalls. I don't eat many of them, but I'll tell you what. I could eat a dozen of them in one sitting, probably. I like the cake donuts the best, Phil.
Everyone has a favorite donut, Jim.
Yeah, I know.
Mine happens to be a cake with chocolate icing and peanuts.
I'm going to try to make it through the end of the show without eating one. Phil, what's you're out there every day in the entrepreneurial landscape. You're seeing a lot of stuff going on. What are you seeing out there these days?
Well, you know, we have a lot of visitors to the website that are coming. We're having a couple hundred thousand people a year now, pardon me, a month now, coming to the myownbusiness.org. And there's a lesson that I picked up just this weekend, which happens to be a personal experience, that I think is going to be of value to our students. One is the value of specialization, of tying that into a home-based business and using e-commerce. This last Saturday, I was shopping for a new mailbox. I went to one of the big box supply stores, and the display was kind of in disarray. I didn't know what the options were. There were some empty spaces on the shelves. I came home, and I went into a major search engine, and I put mailboxes in, and right away I came to a line of mailboxes, a company that specialized in mailboxes. They had all kinds of variety for finish for each of the options. I ended up buying a mailbox, a post, and lettering in about 5 minutes, and to me that was a lesson of the value that people can gain from by picking a specialty, operating from home, and operating an e-commerce business, internet.
So, with this company, this person, this business you bought the mailbox from, was it a home-based business?
I'm not sure that was home-based. No, I doubt it because I think it had grown to a substantial business. But all they sold was mailboxes.
And you're saying that nothing that you did couldn't have been. You could have done business with someone who was home-based with the way you did.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
The technological power, the ability to take money, all that is not prohibitively expensive, is it?
That's correct. I happen to have a neighbor who does have a home-based business selling one item, and that's linen tablecloths. And she sells them to party rental companies. And she has them made in China. She has a wonderful business with a single product. So I think that the people who specialize tend to do better than people who are interested in a broad line of goods or services.
Well, that's the key to small business success, isn't it? To find your niche and be really good at that, and maybe even dominate that niche, and keep dividing that niche into sub niches, right?
That's correct.
Well, go ahead.
because the world is so large now and so communicable with not only internet but delivery systems, and a person can compete with the big boys right out of their house.
Well, that's exactly right, and to me, this is what's so exciting about the 21st century, Phil, and one of the reasons why in the 20th century, I started predicting that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly is, because there's so many more tools now available. I think the ability for an online entrepreneur to be able to take orders on the internet is a wonderful tool.
But when we come back, but this business doesn't just fall in your lap, ladies and gentlemen. You have to do certain things. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that with our good friend Phil Holland right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Phil Holland. He's the founder of myownbusiness.org, the website. It's an outstanding entrepreneurial course that they teach there, and you make it available at an incredible price, Phil. Right?
Yes, for the price is okay. It's free.
That's what I like. You know, folks, you know how hard I work every day bringing you good deals. And I worked really hard on Phil's deal.
Well, of course, we operate as a nonprofit. We're a public service, which is why it's free.
Exactly. And we appreciate you doing that, Phil. And you were talking, Phil, a minute ago about some of the opportunities for small business owners by leveraging technology. You know, in the 20th century, back in the 1990s, at the end of the decade, I was telling my audience that there were three things that business owners were going to have to get good at. In addition to all the other fundamentals, there were going to be three new fundamentals that were going to be more important in the 21st century than ever before. One of them is networking. The other one is developing strategic alliances, which you're good at both of those, Phil. And the third one was leveraging technology. And that one right there is one of the most exciting parts about being a business owner. And you talked a minute ago about the ability to have a home-based business and to sell things from your home and find a niche and stick with it and market through the online site, through cyberspace, the online markets. But the thing is, Phil, we got to make sure we remind people that getting people to do business with you online is not, you can't just put up a website and wait on people to come to see you. You got to do some work, don't you? You got to have a strategy for your products, for your website, and you got to understand what the marketplace looks like.
Yes, we agree that there are some basic do's and don'ts in creating a website and in marketing. But the interesting thing is that the tools for putting together a website and online purchasing can be done pretty much individually now, because there's a lot of automated tools that permit people to create their own website and marketing tools.
Right.
I'm looking at your AskJim.biz website now, Jim.
Right.
And I see you've got an item here. I plan to run my home-based business by myself, but I find I can't do it all. Where can I get help? What a great question. And it comes up. We have it all the time. Incidentally, our answer to that is get help in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Get your kids involved. Get your spouse involved. There is a built-in organization all around you. So we think home-based businesses have great resources in terms of where to get help. It's all in the family.
How many home-based businesses do you think there are in America?
Well, we find that it is a huge and growing segment of the entrepreneurial scene, to the extent that we are now beginning to build special information packages on home-based business on the website.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into resources on the myownbusiness.org website, there's a whole resource on the special peculiarities and do's and don'ts of running a home-based business.
You know, I was home-based twice in the 70s and very early 80s. I worked for Xerox, and I actually had a home office. In my assignment, I didn't have an office in their main offices. I actually worked from my home, and then in the late 80s, I started my small business that's grown into what I have now, and I was home based then because it made the most sense. But in those days, Phil, as you probably remember, in the 80s, for example, if you were home based, you were sort of looked upon as sort of a little bit of a weirdo.
Sure, you're a moonlighter.
It's not like that anymore, is it?
That's right. A computer network international can be operated from a spare bedroom just as easily as an office.
But one of the things that I do worry about, Phil, and I was alluding to this earlier, and that I talk to my audience about all the time, is don't think. I mean, I worry about people hearing you and I talk about being home-based and how much you can use technology and sell things online and all that sort of thing. I worry that some people, you know, would actually say, you know what, I'm going to start a home-based, I'm going to quit my job and start a home-based business and the money will come rolling in. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, there's a better alternative, and that is to start a home-based business and don't quit your job.
Exactly. Tell us how that works.
Well, there are some risks involved. One risk would be that of having a conflict of interest with your job.
Right.
But I think a great way to start is starting a home-based business as a moonlight business and having the family involved. And there's no reason to burn the bridges of income and security that one has in a job. So I think it would be a terrible mistake for someone to start a home-based business and quitting their job to do so. Hang on to that job.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned the part about the conflict. You don't want to start a business from your home that competes with your employer.
Right, so there are ethical issues involved that one has to be very careful about.
And maybe even legal issues that you have to deal with, because in many states it's against the law to have a business that competes with your employer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If one can zero in on a single product, a single service, and do especially well at that, it's a great way to start small and really start from home.
When we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Phil to give us a little tour of myownbusiness.org and that outstanding course that he's put together that I highly recommend. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Phil Holland, the founder of My Own Business, Inc. And the website is myownbusiness.org. And Phil, give the audience a little tour of your website and the courses you have.
Well, we're a nonprofit covering the basic business disciplines of starting a business. And what we provide is a free online 14-session course. We think that those 14 sessions cover the basic business disciplines, and they're presented sequentially. For example, the first session is deciding on a business, and then we go into the business plan, and people build a business plan as they go through the course, and we get into licensing and permits and insurance and location and accounting, franchising, e-commerce, and all of these topics are covered in individual sessions. And what we tell people, Jim, is not so much what to do. We tell them, we emphasize what not to do. We are very strong on pointing out where the most common mistakes are in all of these businesses.
This is part of your course. Do you have tough love in your course there, Phil? You know, everybody who wants to start a small business, who thinks they want to be a business owner, shouldn't be.
Well, as a matter of fact, we have a certain attrition, shrinkage, as people go through the course, because as they begin to learn the disciplines, some people begin to realize that they do not have the equipment or the knowledge that is necessary to avoid the pitfalls and failures.
Right.
It's not for everybody, but it's a wonderful world for those who have the spirit and the wherewithal to do it.
Well, and the thing that I'm glad to hear that about your program, Phil. I mean, I thought I knew that was the case. I just wanted to make sure that I was right, because, you know, part of my job in my role here as a small business advocate is to help small business owners, but also to help people not make a mistake if they shouldn't be a small business owner. I mean, I try to tell it like it is, just like you do, and because if we can prevent somebody from losing their house because they didn't realize they weren't motivated enough to be what it takes to have what it takes to be a small business owner, they need to clock in tomorrow, don't they?
Sure. Because speaking for myself and our authors, you know, we're people who have been there, and we look on business as like walking into a minefield blindfolded. And if you don't know where those mines are, that's the cause of failure. So our job is to point out where those mines are in all of these different business disciplines.
One of the things that I've been saying for a long time now, Phil, is the 21st century. What has changed about the 21st century is not what people do, but how they do it. And what I say is, it's okay. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. And the example I use all the time is that people have been buying shoestrings for hundreds of years, but they're still buying shoestrings, but they don't buy those shoestrings the way they used to buy them. So the shoestring business is good, but you got to deliver those shoestrings in a 21st century way, don't you?
That's right. It's a matter of picking the right business to begin with, and then knowing how to communicate that business with the target audiences.
Right. What do you see as the best opportunity for 21st century small business? Where do you see the best opportunities?
Online marketing.
Yeah.
Online marketing in a field of products that tend to be specialized, because that specialization means that one can focus and getting better placement on the search engines. You got to be on page one in the search engines, and if you focus on one product and know how to generate search engine placement, it's putting you in the front row.
How big of a mistake do you think it is when small business owners think that they should be the low price leader in the products that they sell?
Well, the problem with being the low price leader is that at the same time you must have the lowest cost. And today, the world being what it is, that's very difficult to achieve.
Right.
So we think that it's a mistake to pick a business and even think about being the lowest price provider, because then you're only as smart as your dumbest competitor when you get into that scene.
Well, you know, Phil, I tell people I tell small business owners the price war is over and we lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Phil, give us your website again, please.
Myownbusiness.org.
Go there, folks. Take the course. You won't be sorry that you did, and you can't beat the price. Hey, Phil, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the great work that you do for small business owners.
Thank you so much, Tim.
We'll see you next time. Phil Holland, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.